In the case concerning maritime delimitation in the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea, Costa Rica versus Nicaragua, for the reasons set out in the written and oral pleadings, Costa Rica respectfully requests the court rejecting all submissions made by Nicaragua. First, to determine on the basis of international law the complete course of single maritime boundaries between all the maritime areas appertaining respectively to Costa Rica and to Nicaragua in the Pacific Ocean and in the Caribbean Sea. Second, to determine the precise geographical coordinates of the single maritime boundaries in the Pacific Ocean and in the Caribbean Sea, and in particular, A, to delimit the maritime areas of Costa Rica and Nicaragua in the Pacific Ocean by a boundary connecting with geodetic lines, points SPP to 23, the coordinates of which have been submitted to the court in written form. B, to delimit the maritime areas of Costa Rica and Nicaragua in the Caribbean Sea by a boundary connecting with geodetic lines, points SPC to 14, the coordinates of which have been submitted to the court in written form. C, a subsidiary submission to paragraph B above to delimit the maritime areas of Costa Rica and Nicaragua in the Caribbean Sea by a boundary. First, connecting using geodetic line the 0.3 nautical miles from the parties, respective coast, point FP1 having coordinates 10, 59, 22.7 north, 83, 41, 19, 0 west, with point 3 in paragraph B above. Second, thereafter connecting with geodetic lines points 3 to 14 in paragraph B above. Third, in the initial sector connecting using a geodetic line, point FP, and the point constituting the low water mark in the right bank of the San Juan River in its mouth, as it may exist from time to time. In the case concerning land boundary in the northern part of Isla Portillos, Costa Rica versus Nicaragua, for the reason set out in the written and oral pleadings, Costa Rica respectfully requests the court. First, A, to adjudge and declare that Nicaragua's submission that the stretch of coast abutting the Caribbean Sea, which lies between the Harbor Head Lagoon and the mouth of San Juan River, constitutes Nicaraguan territory is inadmissible on the basis that the issue has already been settled by the judgment of the court dated 16 December 2015 in the certain activities case. B, to reject all the submissions made by Nicaragua. Second, A, to determine the precise location of the land boundary separating both ends of the Los Portillos Harbor Head Lagoon sandbar from Isla Portillos, and in doing so, to determine that the only Nicaraguan territory existing today in the area of Isla Portillos is limited on the enclave consisting of Los Portillos Harbor Head Lagoon and the sandbar separating the lagoon from the Caribbean Sea. Insofar as this sandbar remains above water at all times, and thus this enclave is capable of constituting territory appertaining to a state. Consequently, that the land boundary runs today from the northeastern corner of the lagoon by the shortest line to the Caribbean Sea and from the northwestern corner of the lagoon by the shortest line to the Caribbean Sea. B, to adjudge and declare that by establishing and maintaining a new military camp on the beach of Isla Portillos, Nicaragua has violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Costa Rica and is in breach of the judgment of the court of 16 December 2015 in the certain activities case. Consequently, Costa Rica further requests the court to declare that Nicaragua must withdraw its military camp situated in Costa Rican territory and fully complied with the court 2015 judgment.